Here is really sheer on Tzadi Chaz Beis. I made a mistake on top. And the truth is, Sif Beis is really a sikum, a synopsis of all the shirim that we gave during El Zman about Tom Kicker. And so the agenda of today's Chabura is going to be a quick synopsis of the Mekorosh of Tom Kicker, the Shitas that we had in Tom Kicker. This way, now that we have all the information in front of us, we can give like a broad picture of all the various Shitas that we've had. It's a good Chazar for everyone in general. And then I'm going to be Mosif two, potentially three Hosafas that we omitted in El Zman that I'd like to share with you now in regards to Tom Kicker. So the first we're going to do Mekoros, Shitas, and then Nafkaminas and Sakalacha, and we'll be Mosif three things in tandem as we finish, as we go along. And I'll let you know when it's a Hosafa. But so for most of these things, I'm going to just call on you to tell me the answer. So keep that in mind. Okay, so let's chazer the two main Mekoros of Tom Kicker. We know the Gemara Mesachim Mem Dalet Amud Aleph through Amud Beis brings down two mainstream Mekoros of Tom Kicker. Again, this is referring to a Tarovis Nin Be'ein Omino, where you have two, one Isser, one Heter, and the Isser is no same time and has the capacity to give off a discernible taste into the Heter. Min Be'ein Omino, different tastes. And as you see from the Ramah already, we see why that's very significant. The Ramah already, so for those who got there, is going with Shema. But we paskin to go by Taima, like the Shach. And that's significant because that's where the discernible taste of Tom Kicker is relevant. So where in the Torah do we see the Mekoros of Tom Kicker? So the first Mekor is Shitas Rabbanim, Mekor Aleph. The Chachamim learned out from the Parsha of Nazir. The Torah says that a Nazir is not allowed to consume any grape products. And when the Torah in Vav Gimel and Bamidbar says the Isser on a Nazir to eat grape products, it uses a Lashon, Bechol Mishras Anavim Lo Yishteh. So say Chazal, the Chachamim derive from here, that the word Mishras, which literally means to be infused, to be soaked, to be saturated, also comes to include grapes that are soaking in water, which give off its bliyas, it gives off its inner juices, and number two, imparts its taste into the water. A nazir is not allowed to drink and consume that water either, even though the grape mamashus is not there. It's just its bliyas, its the juices and the taste that it gives off. Nevertheless, a nazir is usher to consume this water. So say Chachamim, this is the Mekor for Tom Kicker. Had it not been for the Gzeres HaKasav of Tom Kicker, we would have said, it's mutter to consume this water, as long as you have rove against the bliyas, the juices. Any effects of taste are meaningless. But Kamash Malan, the Torah is telling us that Tom Kicker is Usser. That's Makor number one from Mishras Anavim, Nazir, that Tom Kicker is a principle. The second Makor, which we also saw in the past, is from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva rejects the Chachamim's Makor because Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, uses that pasuk for a different principle called Heter Mitzdarif Le'Isser, which we're not going to discuss. And Rabbi Akiva says, where do I derive Tom Kicker from? I derive it from Giulei Nochrin, from the Parsha in Midyan, in Bamidbar, Laman Aleph Chaf, where the Torah is Mitzavah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mitzavah, Klai Yisrael, the Midbar, to kasher all the kalim that they conquered and that they looted from the Midianites. And Chazal, and the Torah says, Kol Dover Asher Yavo Be'esh, Ya Tavir Be'esh, you have to kasher the kalim. So says Rabbi Kiva, if the Torah is telling me that I have to kasher these kelim, why should that be required? Let me just clean out the kli, put whatever I want into it, and use it that way. What's the problem? Ah, so says Rabbi Kiva, because the bliyas that are contained in the cavity of the kli are going to be nosing tam into the subsequent tavshil that I want to cook beheter, and that tam, those bliyas that are going to give off tam in my subsequent tavshil, my subsequent cooking, is a problem. So says Rabbi Kiva, you see from here that the Torah is makbid on the bliyas that give off tam. And says Rabbi Kiva, this is the Mekor for Tom Kicker. And like we said before, the Chachamim reject Rabbi Kiva. So we have two separate Mekoros. Each one rejects the other. The Chachamim learn it out from Mishras Anavim, from the Parsha of Nazir, where you have grapes soaked in water. Masha'en Kein, Rabbi Kiva, Mekor number two, learns it out from Geulei Nachrim. He learns it out from the Parsha of Klei Medyon. The reason why I chazer over the two Mekoros is because it's going to come very nogea in terms of the shitas that we had. So let's go back to the second step, which we've done in the past. What are the synopsis of the different shitas regarding this principle of Tom Kicker? We just found two Mekoros, but what is the gedder of Tom Kicker? How severe is this Isser? Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? So we mentioned during Elul three shitas over the course of two or three chaburas, three shitas that we discussed in terms of what the status of Tom Kicker, this principle of Tom Kicker, when it's nosing Tom into Heter, what is its status? What is the gather? What is the severity, the scope of this Isser? So the first shita we had, Mahalach 1, Approach 1 in the Rishonah, was Rashi. Rashi in Chulin, Tarichas of Abayz, spells out explicitly that the bliyas, the substance that come out of the juices that come out of the nevela, which go into the heter, that is batul barov. You definitely need batul barov on that, because it's an iser deraisa, it's still the juices. But the tam that it gives off is only aser midrabanan. There's no iser of tam kikr. If you consume this taroves, and provided that you had a rove against the juices that came in, the fact that you can detect the taste, the fact that you have discernible taste of nevela, is only aser midrabanan. There is no iser deraisa of tam kikr. It's only a din derabanan, says Rashi. And the Ritva also goes with Shitas Rashi. He says, Das nachon hu, I mask him to Shitas Rashi. And if a nevela is thrown into a pot and you remove the nevela, and all you have is juices, the tam, the taste that gives off, is only a din derabanan, aser midrabanan, shishim only midrabanan. That's Shitas Rashi. And how did Rashi answer, or for Enfer, for those who want to speak that way, for Enfer, for the Mekoros that we just gave? We just brought Psukim in the Torah that told us that Tam Kicker seemingly the Din Doraisa. So Rashi says, without getting into the whole Arichas that we gave in Elul, Rashi says there are Smachtas Ba'alma. Those are all Smachtas. Tam Kicker is Derabanan, and those two Mekoros that we gave from Nazir, Mishras Anavim, and from Giuli Nachrim are just a Smachtas Ba'alma, and we are left off with an Isser Derabanan of Tam Kicker, Vizehu. That's approach number one, Shitas Rashi. This should be ABCs by now. Good? Okay. Comes along the Rimi Orleans, approach number two, and the Rimi Orleans goes one notch higher. The Rimi Orleans holds that Tam Kicker is a Din Doraisa, based on the Xeris Akasavs that we just brought from Mishras Anavim and from Giulei Nachrim, but he says, this Isser Doraisa is not your classic Lav Gomor that you get Malkus for, because if you analyze and you assess the Mekoros that we just gave, they're not your classic Lavim. Why is that, says the Rimi Orleans? Because if you focus in, let's say, on Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva learned it out from Giulei Nachrim, for Klei Midyan. Now, how did he learn it out? He made an implication. He said, if the Torah is mitzaveh atzivui to kasher kelim, that implies that bliyas are problematic. But that's not a direct lehedya pasuk saying bliyas are problematic. That's an implication. And the rule is that in order to have a lav in the Torah that is chayv in malchus, you need to be one of the four Lashonos, which is Pen, Lo, Hishomer, and Al. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says you should kol davar she'yoba be'esh, tavir be'esh. That's not a lav. So says Rimi Orleans, it's an Isser essay. Classic Isser essay that you have an Isser deraisa, but because it's derived through an implication, it's an Isser essay which is not chayv in malchus. And what about Mishras Anavim? That was Xeris HaKasuv.
Enon Shimin Adin.
So said, very good. Says the Ran for Rimi Orleans that since Mishras Anavim was used as a Kal V'Chomer, we learned that from Nazir, and the Gemara goes out of its way to say Kal V'Chomer to call it Torah Kula. There's another Klal called Enon Shimin Adin. You don't give Malkus for a Isser that was derived through a Kal V'Chomer. And so says the Rimi Orleans, you're right, Aser Deraisa, but no Malkus because of these two technicalities in Limudim, that we don't derive Malkus on these type of an Isra essay or a Kal V'Chomer. So far we have Shita number one, Rashi, Din D'Rabbanan. They're all Asmachtas. Shita number two, Rimi Orleans, which takes it one notch higher, Isra D'Raisa, but only an Isra essay. I'm going a little bit quicker, just because I know everyone knows this already, but if you want to stop me, feel free. Okay? Shita number three. Shita number three is the Shita that we are all focused on, because that's how we paskin, as you will see in a few minutes. Rabbeinu Tam, Shita, is that Tam Kicker is a Din De'oraisa. Not only is it a Din De'oraisa, but it's a Lav Gomer. And how does he respond back to the Rimi Orleans? Because it's true that technically the rigid Mekoros that we used were an Isser Aseh or a Kal V'Chomer, but says Rabbeinu Tam, those were just Gilui Milsas Ba'alma. Those are just ways of including this facet of Tam in the original Lavim that pertain to the Chefza of the Vela, that pertain to the actual Mamish and the Chefza of Trefa of and so on and so forth. These limudim were just gilui milsos, they were just expanding the original lavim that we always knew about. And now the lav gamur that says lo sochul kol nevela, the one that says lo pen hishamer and al, those apply also to the tam, and therefore you get malchus de oraisa, says Rabbeinu Tam, for tam ke'ikr. And then we add one more kinech, and she says Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says so vite, so or further for those who want to say it that way, says so far that not only is tam ke'ikr de oraisa with a lav. But Chiddush, the Rush, the way the Rush brings down Rabbeinu Tam, is that every single kazayas of heter in the Taroves becomes nehepach haheter lihios aser. And so according to Rabbeinu Tam, every kazayas that you eat of this Taroves is chayiv malchus. Every single heter that absorbed bliyas of Isser, that was dosed tam into it, is chayiv malchus. You don't have to actually eat all the bliyas that amount to a kazayas. Once you have heter that absorbed bliyas of Isser, every kazayis of heter is chayiv and malchus, like we remember the board that we had before, the picture. Your chayiv and malchus, I'll call kazayis v'kazayis. Keep that in mind for the rest of the chavur. That's going to be a very important yisodah Rabbeinu Tam. Nepach haheter lios aser, I'll call kazayis v'kazayis. Those were the three, I would say, mainstream shitas, but I figured it would be much, it's kedai, to, even though we did it in separate chaburas in Elzman, to put it all into one fell swoop right now. This way we have it all in front of us. We had the two mekoros, three shitas in Rishonim, and we now appreciate the hierarchy in the shitas. Shitas Rashi was the shita derabanan, Isser derabanan. Rimor Alins is the Isser Eseg, deraisa, but one step higher. And shita number three, Rabbeinu Tam, which is how we're going to paskin. Tam kikr is deraisa as a lav gummer with a kazai, with a malchus on every kazais, the kazais. Okay? That was a synopsis of about 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Okay. So now there are going to be three hosafas that I want to add. But I'm going to do it in an organized manner, this way we can follow along as we go along. Let's first discuss the nafkaminas that come out of these three shitas. Okay? There are two basic nafkaminas. The first one we already mentioned in previous chaburas. We're going to mention it again. And then we're going to be most of a second nafkamina. The first nafkamina is what we've all seen already in Sif Beis, of Nishpach. The Rush in Zayin Lamed Aleph, and the Rashba in Tzadi Ches, these are all mamrakomas that are found in the Tor, and the Beis Yosef, the Helig of Beis Yosef, the same Beis Yosef that learned with a Malach overnight and wrote all his psukim based on that Malach, that same Beis Yosef brings down this Nafkamina. That's how chashuv the Beis Yosef is and the Torah. I'm just giving a plug for Torah Beis Yosef for those who need it. The Beis Yosef brings down that there's a basic Nafkamina in Hilchos Sfeikas. According to each Shita, that's going to impact on the requirement of Shishim by Min Be'en Omino. According to Rashi, the requirement of shishim on by Min Bein Amino is a din derabanan. According to the Rimo Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam, the need for shishim is a din deraisa. So we have a nafkamina when it comes to suffix. What happens in a case where nevela is no Saint Tam into heter, and lo and behold, your pot spills, it's nishpach, and you're not sure whether or not at the time when the nevela was put in there, did you have a sheer shishim or not? So says the Rashba and the Rush, and this is how the Beis Yosef brings down, it's a nafkamina. According to Rashi Shita, there's a din derabanan. I have a suffix, a doubt involving an issue derabanan. And since I have a suffix on a derabanan, suffix derabanan is the kula. And therefore I can assert that I did have shishim in my heter against the bliyas of Isser, and I'm allowed to consume this tarovas. Mashe Enki, Lefi the Rimi Orleans, and Rabbeinu Tam, since it's a din deraisa, requirement of shishim is din deraisa. I have a suffix whether or not I had that requirement. So suffix deraisa lechumra, and I have to assert that I did not have a shir shishim, and it would be usher to consume this taravos. That was nafkamina one, which we already mentioned, and that's why I said it in a very quick way. But Shia asked a very good question. Others also mentioned this. It's very easy to find a nafkamina between a derabanan and a deraisa. But do we ever have a nafkamina between the two shitas of a deraisa? The Rimi Orleans, who said it's an Isser essay, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds it's a din deraisa, a lav gomer, can we find any nafkamina between those two shitas? Right now, in terms of the first nafkamina, the Rimi Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam are in the same camp. They both hold it's deraisa. It's true. They have different maskanas. One's an Isser essay, one's a lav gomer. But at the end of the day, a din deraisa is a din deraisa, suffix deraisa is the chumra by nishpach. But what about nafkamina between shitas 2 and 3? Between Rimi Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam? That's what I want to be most of. That's Hosafa number one. Nafka bina number two is going to be the first Tosafot that we're going to add to this sugya. So the second Nafka bina comes out from a sugya in the Mishnah in Yuma on Pei Gimel. Okay, follow cup over here, but it's a Gishmaka analysis. Says the Mishnah in Pei Gimel in Yuma. A person is nechaz bulmus. He has some kind of life-threatening sickness. Pekuach nefesh. So says the Mishnah, machilin nevelos v'treifos. You're allowed to give a chola mesukan, a chola sheyesh bo sakana. You can give him any nevela treifa you want. No problem. Pekuach nefesh is doche yisurim. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara qualifies. And it says that if you're in a situation where you have two items of isur in front of you, you have, let's say, nevela and tevel. So, although it's true pikuach nefesh is doche, but if you're not in a rush and the guy, the chole, can eat either one and either way will it'll help him, you should always use the less severe iser. Nevela is a lav, tevel is a misa b'dei shemayim. So, since if all things are being equal, he doesn't care which one he has. The halacha is machilin es hakal. You always give him the lower degree of Isser. Don't give him the Tevel, which is Misa B'dei Shemayim, if he's perfectly happy with the Nevela, which is just a Lav. Not just, but it's a Lav. So relative to the Tevel, it's preferred. Machilin Oso Es Akal. You give him the Kal, you give him the Nevela, which is only a Lav. Okay? One second, hold on. Let's build it up first. Comes along the Ran, and he says the following Chiddush. The Ran says, the Ravid was once asked, does this klal of machilim es hakal, that you feed him the lower iser, the less severe iser, does that apply in the following situation where you have a Shabbos, it's Shabbos, you have a chol in the sukkah, he needs to be fed, and you have the two options in front of you. You have a piece of nevela, or you have, you can be shecht a tarnagol that is kosher. Should I do the shchita, which is an iser kares and skila, and get kosher food? Or should I give the chol mesukan the nevela, which is already prepared, but it's a nevela, it's a lav? So we would have said, pashut, you give him the nevela. Nevela has a lav with malchus. Shechting a tarnagol, which is kosher, it's true, it's kosher, but shechting a tarnagol on Shabbos is skila and kares. Says the Ran, nope, not so fast. Although, qualitatively, Shchita is more chamor because it's an onesh of skila and karis. But says the Ran, if you were to give him the nevela, he's going to be over a lav al kol kazayis v'kazayis. He's going to get multiple lavim of nevela. So says the Ran, when you have a choice between quantitative isurim, multiple lavim of nevela, versus a one-time event of shchita, which albeit true has a qualitative chumra of kares and skila, when you have a choice of quality versus quantity, you always go with the quality. We rather you shecht a one-time event and be over kares and skila than to eat nevela and get a lav of kol kazayis v'kazayis. The guy is going to be over multiple lavim if you give him a nevela. I much rather prefer you to shecht a one-time event, be over one iser, albeit more chamer, skila and kares, but that's much more preferred than an avela, which is going to be alkol kazayis v'kazayis.
Why isn't that chatei?
Okay, that's a good side question, but let's leave that. Very good. So that's the klal that we have. So far we have pikuach nefesh is doche, feed him whatever you want. Comes along the Gemara, if you have a choice of nevela or treifa, give him the less severe. Give him nevela. Tevel is misa v'dei shemayim, give him nevela because it's a lav. Third step, comes along the Ran and says, well, what if you have a choice of shchita, which is kares and skila, but you'll get kosher food, that's much more preferred than nevela, which is prepared, but you'll get a kazayis, a lav, and every kazayis v'kazayis. That's the setup. Comes along the Afikayam, who's one of the Talmidim in Brisk. The Afikayam said the following. He quoted a Sefer Givos Olam, who said, raised a shaila, what about the same options? You have shchita of a tarnagol that is kosher, but the flip side is not a nevela mamish. Rather, it's soup that contains blias of nevela. It's nevela broth. Nevela broth. Would we say the same klal as the Ran, that we should prefer the shchita over drinking the nevela soup? And says the Afikayam, this is much more nogeya lehalacha. Because more often than not, a cholim is sukkan, who needs to be recover and get some kind of health benefit, doesn't need to actually eat a piece of steak of nevela. He is much more likely to eat a nice hot bowl of soup. So what will be the halach in a case where the two options are not nevela mamish, a chevtzav nevela, rather the two options are skila, which is shreifa, a skila, and kares by shechting the targol, versus drinking soup which contains blias of a nevela, that's no same time. So says the Afika Yam, that this should be tali on our shaila. According to Rashi, on one extreme, that it's an Isser Derabanan, the Tom Kicker is only an Isser Derabanan, this broth, which contains blias of the Vela, that's no same Tom, is Batal Barov, the Tom that it has is only Midderabanan, and you have a choice between that, or feeding him, or shechting a Tarnagol. So the Ran was only saying, don't violate multiple Dine Deoraisa, Isuri Deoraisa of Lavin, by eating the Nevela. But multiple Isuri Derabanan, for sure, you should do that over doing a skila and a kares. It's true that when it comes to the nevela, the broth, you're going to be over multiple isurim, but they're all isurim derabanan. It's much better to do multiple isurim derabanan than to do a shrita of a tarnagol. So the fi Rashi, it's pashat. The fi Rashi, this choice, you would still have to eat, you would actually eat the marak nevela, as opposed to nevela mamish, where you get a lav of every kazais of a kazais, and we prefer you to do the shrita. Here, when it comes to a broth that contains nevela blias, we much rather you eat the nevela broth, which is isuri derabanan, multiple isuri derabanan, than a shrita of karis. On the other extreme, Rabbeinu Tam, this case should be no different than a regular mamish of nevela, because your one side is shrita of a tarnagol karis, and the other side is what? A soup with broth of nevela. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Nesinas Tam of the Nevela is not only Aser D'Oraisa, it's Mehapich HaHeter Lios Aser. And every single Kazayis of this broth, you get Malkus for. So this is no different than the Ran's classic case, where you have actual Nevela Mamish. And since the Ran told us that when you have a choice of multiple Lavin Mid'Oraisa versus one-time event of Shchita Kares, we choose the Shchita of Kares, which is only one time. So the Ran would tell you, the Fi Rabbeinu Tam, Nehepach, that you should prefer the Shchita of the Tarnagol, because it's a one-time event, as opposed to eating the broth of Nevela, which will give you a lav of a Kazayis on every single Kazayis. So this would be a nafkamina between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Fi Rashi, you for sure should opt for the soup, because it's only multiple Isurei Derabanan. Masha'ekin, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you should opt for the Shechita, because eating the soup will be multiple Lavim De'oraisa with Malchus. And indeed, the Afika Yam said, this was such a Nogea Shaila in my town, that I decided to go ask the Reb Chaim Brisker to see what he would say in this situation. So he went to Reb Chaim Brisker, he went to Reb Simcha Zelig Brisk, the Av Beis Din of Brisk, to ask him what he paskined on this Shaila. And he said, it's so funny, Reb Simcha Zelig said, I just had this shaila with Rav Chaim Brisker, and Rav Chaim Brisker told me that really you should shecht. And so I thought the reason why he said that is because he was taking into account Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you get a lav on every kazayis and kazayis of the nevela broth. So he told me it's better to shecht. But then I told him, what about Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is Tam Kicker Derabanan. Maybe it's better to eat the broth, which is only going to be multiple Yisurin Derabanan. And Rav Chaim said, this is very important for Halach Lamaisa, listen up. Rav Chaim said, you're right. Rashi Shita would tell you to eat the soup, because multiple Yisuri Derabanan. And even though the Mechaber will see Paskin's Tam Kicker Deraisa, Rav Chaim held that the Mechaber was only doing it B'Toras Chumrah. Only B'Toras Chumrah. And therefore, says Rav Chaim, it'd be better for him to eat the broth. We'll get to that in a second, later on. But Rav Chaim held that the Mechaber paskind Tam Kicker only B'Toras Chumrah, and therefore if the Chumrah is going to cause me the L'Asi Zei Kula to Shecht, I'd much rather eat the broth, the Fi Rashi Shita, which is multiple Isurei Derabanan. We'll get to that, if that's so compelling, that Mechaber holds that Rabbeinu Tam is only the Chumrah. We're going to see that soon. That's Rav Chaim held, and that is mamish a play out of this nafkamina. Again, when you have broth of nevela versus shchita, what should you do? So says Reb Chaim, the Fi Rashi, you should do the multiple isur derabanan of the broth, Tam Kicker. Masha'enkel, if you're a Rabbeinu Tam, you should for sure shech, because we don't want you to be over multiple lavin. And they also say the same ma'aseh of the Brisker Rav. He also had a little young girl who was 2 years old, who was in Chutz La'aretz, and she needed some kind of meat in order to make her feel better, a chula mesukenes, and she had a choice between meat or broth of nevela, and he passing like his father, that it's better for this chula mesukenes to drink the broth of nevela because it's just tam kikr, and lefi Rashi, it's tam kikr derabanan, and it's better to do that multiple times than to actually shech the tarnagol, which is going to be this is deraisa. But now, says the Afikayam, Shia's point. Says the Afikayam, but what about the Rimi or Leans? Shita number two, the middle Shita. We have the extremes. Rashi is clear. Drink the broth, multiple Isturi Derabanan. Rabbeinu Tam is clear. Shecht, because if you drink the broth, it's multiple Lavin, and we don't want multiple Lavin. What about the Rimi or Leans? The Rimi or Leans held, it's an Isser Essay. It's a Kal V'chomer from these Mekoros. It's Deoraisa, but it's not Mehapich, it's not Lavin. So says the Afikayam, there's room to argue that the Rimi or Leans would not agree with Rabbeinu Tam. That if you had a choice between Shechita v'Tarnagol and drinking the broth, it would still be more Kedai to drink the broth. Because Hagam, that means even though, Hagam, you're drinking multiple Kazesim of Isurim, Deoraisa, but they are Isurim. They're not Lavin. They're not Lav Gomer of the original Machalos Asuros. They're Isuri Ases. So it's multiple Isuri Deoraisa, but it's not Lavin. And if you look at the Lashon of the Ran inside, his Lashon is, it's better to Shech than to perform multiple Lavin, he says. Lav Al Kol Kazayis V'Kazayis. But in the Rimi or Leans, one could argue that you're not getting a Lav for eating every Kazayis. You're getting an Isra Esai, an Isra Deoraisa. It's true, but not Isser Lav. And perhaps the Ran's Chiddush of preferring the one-time event of Shechita over multiple Isuri Deraisa only applied to Lavin. But Lefi the Rimi or Leans, since it's not Lavin, it's only Isuri Essays, perhaps it'd be better, Lefi Rimi or Leans, to actually drink the broth, just like Shechita's Rashi, and not to shech the Tarnagol. Ad Kan Nafka Mina too. Go ahead.
We're saying that it is a lav, or it's not, meaning it's
in the Rimi or Leans? No, the Rimi or Leans is not a lav.
Isn't it mochach that it would be better to do?
So, yeah, I mean, that's what he wants to argue, but he did. It could be that the Ran, when he said lav, it's better to shech than to violate multiple lav. He just means deraisas. He didn't mean lav kipshuto, but he says lav. So the pashup shah in the Ran is that it's restricted to lav. You could argue that maybe he means multiple Isuri Torah, but he doesn't say that. Happens to be that the Afikayam does point out that the Magen Avraham did hold that way. He held that it meant even a Isuri Torah. But the Afikayam wants to argue, before seeing that Magen Avraham, that no, the Isur Assays, multiple Isur Assays, are not worse. Yeah.
Is it clear that you're going to get multiple Isur Assays for everything?
You're going to have to eat, I mean, we don't know his stance in the Hepach, but let's say you have three Kazesim worth of Blias, and you're going to get multiple Kazesim. You're going to get multiple Isuri Torah by eating it. Or even if you don't have it, you have Chatishir multiple times. Ibchatishir multiple times. Still, Isura Deraisa, the Ran meant only Lavin. So that's one Hosafa, a Nafkamina that I didn't mention last time, and you can see why I didn't, because it was very heavy. But that would be one Nafkamina, which aside from having a difference between Deraisa and Derabanan, you can even find a Nafkamina between the Rimi Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so Chazir over Shabbos. Benjamin, you can ask me over Shabbos, over Sunday. We're not done, don't worry. Okay, fine. That was Nafkamina too. Now, let's do just Pesach Halacha, and we'll round it off, and I'll leave the third Hosafa for a different time. It's going to come up multiple times, so don't worry, the third Hosafa you're not going to lose. It's going to come up multiple times, but I'm happy I did it this way. Let's do the Pesach Halacha. So it comes out, Pesach Halacha, that if you look in the tour in Tzadichas Beis, let's start off, we always start off with the tour, the amazing Halacha tour, and the Beis Yosef. The tour brings down Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Kikker is Deoraisa, and he even brings down the mechanics of Nehepach HaHetor Lios Aser. If you look carefully, he does bring it down in a variant way. But he brings down Tam Kikr Deraisa, Lav Gomer, Rabbeinu Tam, and Nehepach under certain circumstances in Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef in Tanichas Beis brings down on this tour that since we see that the Rashba brings down the Ravid, the Bahag, that the Rashba says we should pass him like Rabbeinu Tam, And that's exactly what the Beis Yosef says. Rabbim, there are so many Rishonim on the Tzad of Rabbeinu Tam, Shita number 3, and they are the Machmirim. It's Kedai for us to be Somech on Rabbeinu Tam at Somech, but to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Ki'ikr is Daraisa. And this flows into Sa'ak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, this is very important. Rav Soloveitchik, this is the first Kasha he has in his Faher, and I mentioned this in the past. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, does not explicitly say anywhere that Tam Ki'ikr is Daraisa. You have to look at the Hilga Beis Yosef, who tells you that he wants a Pasuk on Rabbeinu Tam. But if you didn't do the Beis Yosef, you will not know that. So says the Beis Yosef, I Pasuk on Rabbeinu Tam because the Rashba says, Rov Rishonim go with Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you that, but he alludes to it. How does he allude to it? Anybody? Very good. Because of Nafkamina number 1. In Sif Beis, he brings down the Tarovis Min Be'eno Mino. Safik Nishvach is the Chumrah. The Fi Rashi, that would be Lakula, because it's in the Rabbanan. It must be that the Shulchan Aruch is paskining like Rabbeinu Tam, that Safek Nishmach is the Chumrah based on Rabbeinu Tam. And this is exactly what the Shach in Sifkat and Beis spells out, the Bir Hagra in Os Yud spells this out, and the Pesnei Tshuva in Os Hay. They all spell out in Shitas Mechaber that Tam Kikr is Deoraisa, and therefore Nishmach is the Chumrah. Last point. Prima Gadim says, this that the Mechaber, Pribagadim is in Psicha, in Tetarovas. Say the word Psicha Kolalas to Rosaks in his Fahar, you passed. You say Psicha Kolalas, you're going to get it. Just to say the words Psicha Kolalas. If you saw Psicha Kolalas, he knows that you did it right. And he's right. It has a lot of gems over there. So Pribagadim says, don't tell me that the Mechaber in Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam is only doing it L'chumra, like we saw Rav Chaim wanted to suggest. Or if those who saw the Shach and the Taz, they brought Shum Sadeshin who wanted to suggest that Rashba, let's say, was only doing the Torah's Chumrah. Says the Prima Gadim, I have a Raya Muchatas, that the Mechaber, in Paskin Rabbeinu Tam, is doing it the Torah's Vadai. That Tam Kikr is Daraisa, the Torah's Vadai. Not a Safek L'chumrah, we're going to be Machlan for Rabbeinu Tam. No. The Torah's Vadai, Meikr Hadin, that the Tam Kikr is Daraisa, and Enomino is Shishimi Daraisa, the Torah's Vadai. What's his Raya? Very simple Raya. If you tell me that the Mechaber is paskin like Rabbeinu Tam only mitorah suffik, only as a chumrah, because he's not sure who to paskin like, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, then we'll have the following situation. If you have min be'eino mino, and it's nishbach, that should also be lakula. Why?
Say that again?
If you have nishbach by tarovis min be'eino mino, the Mechaber should not have told us that we go the chumrah. It should also go lakula. Why? Say it out, someone. You said it already. Anybody else? Don't tell me that the Mechaber holds that Rabbeinu Tam is only a Chumrah Misafik, because it should come out that Nishbach on Tam Kikr, on Min Be'in Omino, should not be the Chumrah. It should be the Kula. I, Safik Derais the Chumrah. So Prima Gadim spells out. If you tell me that the Mechaber holds that Tam Kikr is only a Safik, we're Machmir for it, then I have the following Sfik Sfika. Safik Rashi, Safik Rabbeinu Tam, he's only passing like Rabbeinu Tam because Safik. Safik Rashi, Safik Rabbeinu Tam, and even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Daraisa, maybe I had Shishim. So it must be that the Mechaber passing like Rabbeinu Tam, but Torah's Vadai. Because if he passing like Rabbeinu Tam, only Torah Safik, because he wasn't sure how to passkin Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, then it would be a Sfek Sfeka by Nishbach. Safik Rashi, Safik Rabbeinu Tam, who do we passkin like? Rashi would go Lakula because they're Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam would go Lachumrah. And even if you want to paskin a Tintal Omar like Rabbeinu Tam, I have a Safik, another Safik, whether I had Shishim or not. So because Hayos that we see the Mechaber paskins Nishbach Lachumrah, it must be that he only had one Safik, Shishim or not Shishim. But the Shaila of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, no, that was Vadai to him. Vadai Rabbeinu Tam. The only thing is, we have a Safik. Did you have Shishim? Did you not have Shishim? And because of that, he paskined Lachumrah. So to summarize what we've done for this Chabura, and I urge you to chazer this Chabura, out of all of them, this is the best one to chazer, because it summarizes the last 6 Chaburas. Basically what we did is we just resurrected and revived the original 2 Mekoros, 1 Mekor from Mishos Hanavim, the 2nd Mekor from Gulei Nachrim. We chazered over the 3 Shitas, the Sikkim HaShitas, Rashi, Tam Kikr, Derabanan, Rimi Orleans, Deraisa, but Isra Esei, and Rabbeinu Tam holds Deraisa, Lav Gomor, and Nehepach. We brought down two nafkaminas. Nafkamina one was Dishbach, the Chumra or the Kula. And the second nafkamina was the very heavy Ran by Machilim, Pikuach Nefesh, Suffolk, which one do you opt? Shchita of a Targol or drinking the broth, like the Fika Yam said. And thirdly, we brought down the Pesach Halacha that we paskin in Rabbeinu Tam. And it's not just we paskin in Rabbeinu Tam in Torah Suffolk, we're paskin in Torah's Vaday. Okay? Shkoyach B'Shabbos.
It's a
Pasha, the... Yeah, I don't know.